Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Kirk Muspratt, back with us to talk about the Northwest Indiana Symphony Orchestra's third and final classic concert of the 2017-18 season. Kirk, this is a concert that's coming up at Bethel Church Auditorium in Crown Point on March the 16th. Can you please tell us about it?
Well, I'd be happy to, John. First of all, I have one of the members of the Chicago Symphony coming to play the Mozart Clarinet Concerto. It was written just a few months before the end of Mozart's death, and still, to this day, it is the most famous and important clarinet concerto in the world. What's interesting about it for me is that at the time, the clarinet was not really an instrument that people played, and so for Mozart to write this amazing and beautiful and touching piece on this instrument is rather amazing to me. Just before he died, just a few weeks before he died, it was premiered. And my J. Laurie Bloom, who was one of the clarinetists on the Chicago Symphony, is coming to play that piece for us. So we have some Mozart, and people are always asking me for Mozart. On the other end of the spectrum, John, we have Tchaikovsky, and we're doing from two of the great ballets, of course, Sleeping Beauty and Swan Lake. We're doing the two suites from this. And, you know, what's really interesting to me, John, is that the Chicago Symphony this year is doing both of those suites at some point with Riccardo Muti. So we must be doing something right, you know, with our programming.
It's beautiful music.
Oh, my gosh. It is gorgeous.
It's the best. I love those suites. But you also have programmed something quite unusual, something called a tango mass. Can you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Yes, thank you, John. Yeah, this is by Bakalov, Luis Bakalov, who is the Argentinian composer who writes so much film music. You know, if you know that great and heartbreaking film Il Postino, it's that kind of music. And because he's Argentinian, he wrote a mass, so it has a Sanctus and a Kyrie and all that. But they're all written in the style of a tango. So we have two soloists and the chorus, and we have a bandoneon player, which is like the Argentinian accordion playing. And it's very exotic and beautiful and sensual, and yet it's still a mass. You know, it still is using the text of a mass. It's very unusual, and you know, the chorus gets to sing with us and be there with our two soloists. So hopefully it's a diverse, interesting, and you know, we don't want our audience to be bored. That's for darn sure.
Now, I managed to acquire a ticket. I went with one of my cousins to a concert 20 years ago, one Friday night at Orchestra Hall in Chicago, and Daniel Barenboim was playing the piano, and there was a bass. I believe it was a trio, and it was a bass player. And how do you say the accordion instrument, bandoneon?
Bandoneon.
Bandoneon. Yeah. I have to see it written out so to know how to say it right. But anyway, it was an evening of tangos, Argentine tangos, and it was so beautiful. They had CDs available, and I bought one in the lobby at intermission. And I played it to death. I mean, the poor little jewel case of the CD is just cracked, and it's barely hanging on. But,
it makes sense, actually, with Barenboim, because he was born in Argentina, and he has that enormous affinity for all of that music, you know. So, and it is, again, very sensual, and, you know, it's tango.
It was beautiful. And, so audiences will really enjoy that, I think, especially. Well, great. So that's on Friday, March the 16th. That's our final classical concert of the season. Then we have our Pops concert in the spring in May, which will be performed in two locations, at Bethel Church once again, and then also at Highland High School's Monbeck Auditorium. And those dates are the Friday and Saturday of Mother's Day weekend.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. I say these things tentatively, even though they're all set. Everything's set. But originally, of course, that was going to be at the Star Plaza Theater, which is no more. So, all right, Kirk. Well, thank you for being here to tell us about the concerts. And Thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.